Deciding this morning, Shauna over at the high school gym went very, very well. Your thoughts? She's had a brilliant career. We're hoping she's going to have a great senior year coming up. And we've had a kind of nice little McCook pipeline going from McCook to UNK the last couple of years, haven't we?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I even think back to my days of being a coach in Ogallala and knowing that McCook was a real powerhouse and has athletes that are, you know, would go on and be successful at a variety of different sports, and I'm just thankful that we've been able to get some of the Bison here to compete for us, and we're definitely excited about Shauna joining us, and like you said, looking forward to her senior year, and probably even her senior year a little bit, even tell us what direction to go with her when she gets here from an event standpoint, because she's definitely got a range of abilities. I think everything from a 12-800 to 57-second 400 to 223-800, I mean, she can do a lot of things.
Yep, and that's one thing I know Coach May talked about is that when she gets to college, she can kind of whittle that down to an event or two where she can specialize and work on that all the time.
Exactly, exactly. And I think one of the things, too, that I get excited about with Shauna coming here is it's always this great indication when the student expresses interest in coming here even before we contact them. And that's how it started with Shauna, because she reached out to us fall of her junior year, and I remember I visited with her a little bit at the UNK cross country invite a little over a year ago and that sort of thing, and the student that wants to be here, the student who's excited about UNK, and I think that's true probably at any institution, but so many times that's the person who's really invested in being successful here, because it's not always perfect and there is going to be some adversity along the way, and it may not be as easy the freshman year as what it was in high school. You know, just all those things that all college athletes encounter, the person who's really invested in the place that they're at is the person who's successful.
Well, I know she'll fit in with what Tierra did over there over the years with McKenzie now and everything. She'll hopefully fall in their footsteps and fit right in for you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you mentioned McKenzie. She's really, really... You know, it's just been a gradual development for her over time, and we're definitely excited about how she's going to do this year.
Yep, I was just going to get maybe your thoughts and her progress as you get ready, of course, the indoor season with the cold weather, you're indoors then the outdoor season, but she's going to fit in right in. She did last year a little bit, and she's making progress, I'm sure, this year, isn't she?
Yeah, and it's really going to be, I mean, you just would love to see her get a chance to be able to qualify for a national meet, and a little bit of that for her is becoming really good at one event, because she is, you know, 2-3 events outdoors in terms of what she can throw. She's capable of being an MIAA conference scorer at anything that she does. You know, it'd be great to see her be rewarded with making a national meet in one of them, but regardless, even within our conference, being a conference scorer as many times as she has been is definitely a great accomplishment.
Coach, I see you had just recently a kind of an indoor, kind of an opener with your Blue Squad, Inter Squad, the pre-holiday classic. It just kind of gets the blood going a little bit for track and field, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the purpose of that meet is, it's become more common now than it was maybe 20 years ago, teams competing in December, and some teams will even do two meets. But the idea is, all the work that the sprinters and the jumpers and the throwers do all fall, being able to take advantage of that right before they head home on winter break. Rather than having them just head off to winter break, be gone for 3 weeks and come back and roll right into a season. So for our throwers in particular, you know, as I mentioned McKenzie earlier, the lifting cycles that they're on, they're actually coming to a point there in early December where they're ready to get something done. And then they enter a heavier training phase again. So through the month of January, a lot of times they're a little sore, a little beat up from what they're doing in the weight room, and they're not as ready as they were back in December when they were at the end of a cycle. So that's part of the reason we do it. We didn't run as many distance runners because the national meet in cross country was just a week before that. But we did get one guy qualified in the 800, had a couple guys do well in the high jump, who I think will do even better as time goes by, and had probably almost a better start in the throws than we expected for the first week, but we know that crew is going to have a lot of depth this year.
So overall for the team, men's and women's, they got high expectations for a solid indoor season into the outdoor season, aren't they?
Yeah, we really hope so. We really hope, you know, that the MIAA is so good, and And granted, maybe just my opinion, but as good as the NCAA is in football and volleyball and men's and women's basketball and all these different sports, it's probably best at track. And so what we do and who we're competing against when we get to that conference meet down at State the last weekend of February is quite honestly probably a higher level of competition than most people realize. And so we're just excited with, you know, the men were second at the conference indoor meet last year. The women scored the most points they ever have at an NCAA meet at the conference outdoor meet last year. The two cross-country teams are coming off of having both were second at the NCAA meet, both qualified for nationals. And so we're excited about the direction of how the team's doing and all that sort of thing. But like you said, we're got to get through the cold of Thursday and Friday this week before we look too far ahead to meet up. As a distance runner, I pay a lot of attention to the weather. I'm pretty sure a high of -5 with 45 mile an hour winds might be the coldest day I've seen in my 50 years of life. So it will be rough for a couple of days training wise coming up here. Hopefully they can get inside and get something done.
Yeah, everything's going to be indoors for a while. Then no outdoor running whatsoever Thursday into Friday, huh?
Yeah, and they don't hear that from me very often. I'm the guy that said I ran for 10 years and had one day that I did not run outside because of weather. But I would say Thursday and Friday would qualify as days 2 and 3.